Beth, some more love. Whoa. What a gift your voice is. Thank you for sharing it with us. Yeah. And your team there was really good, too. I love having you guys. Thank you so much for always blessing us here. To be so loved. Yeah, that's what I think life is all about. So we're talking about love this month. Of course, this is the month of love. And today my talk is on relationships, the spiritual path to awakening. And I believe that. And the Dalai Lama was asked, how does he handle so peacefully the Chinese and all they have done to his people and his country? I love his answer. He answers, I have many friends. He says, many special friends. But he says, the Chinese are my special spiritual friends. Assisting me, he said, in living deeper and going deeper into my faith. Think of that, that they're his spiritual friends. And the Dalai Lama goes on to say, the world would not have known about Tibetan Buddhists without the Chinese. Can you imagine being ousted from your country, from your home, and being able to say that? And it's true. It's true. So I totally understand the difficult times that have happened in my life that have taken me to the realization that we have two choices: to stay injured, to become hard and grumpy and unhappy, or we can use life's challenges to dive deeper into our faith. We can use our life experiences to grow greater on our spiritual path of awakening. That isn't always easy. Into that awakening of who we truly are is what I believe we are each being asked to do. Here's something I use. Okay, Tony, you want to put it up on the screen? And by the way, this is something that Dr. Edward Fulyun gave us years ago as a gift. And by the way, at the convention, he was just elected our new spiritual leader of Centers for Spiritual Living. And Dr. Ken has now retired, not from being a minister, but Reverend Edward is now our spiritual leader, so I'm excited to hear from him. He is and was my minister in Santa Rosa. So this is what I use. There is only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. Everybody breathe into that. Let's say it together. There is only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. This is what we can use to grow deeper in within ourselves, because sometimes there are challenges, aren't there? And it can be difficult when we're faced with a challenge. What if everything in our life is an expression of God's love, like the Dalai Lama felt? In the midst of deep disappointment or betrayal, it can be difficult to accept this idea. Anybody? Oh, yeah, okay. Right. It's hard sometimes. And yet I find balancing with this continued focus on there is only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. Helps me to balance out the difficulties with the truth. It helps me to focus equally on God versus focusing my whole attention on what is the hurt or the pain or the whatever it is, the confusion. We're asked to go deeper in our faith, to expand and to grow. And the events of harm and hurt become our sacred friends, our deepening of our faith. It becomes our expansion and my growth. Now that, to me, feels like love. And yet, when we're faced with these challenges, it's really hard to say, oh, that's God's love showing up. Good, thank you. But when we use a mantra like this, there's only one life, that life is God's life, that life is perfect, that life is my life now, it helps us to say, well, I don't like what's happening, but maybe this has something in it for me. See, I believe that God's love is unimaginable, the depth that I find when I keep looking and keep looking. Where I can say, finally, at the end of that challenge or the revealing of a greater truth, that I can say, thank you, God, for this I am greater. For this I have been lifted up by your love. And this helps me not to feel alone. For then I get to feel God's favor. I get to feel the blessings that God has for me in my life. Thank you, God, I see clearly. Dr. Michael Beckwith, one of my favorite ministers also, says there are only four kinds of pain in life. Here they are. You might want to write them down. Resistance, 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 resistance. Resistance closes us off. Every time I want something or someone to be different than they are. Anybody want that? If you just changed, I'd feel better. Creates pain in my life. That resistance causes pain. I think you know this, but did you know that if a mosquito tries to bite you and you hold your breath, it closes all the cells? Does. It closes your skin. Try it. You see a mosquito land, you send them to the next life. Don't hold your breath. He can bite. He gets his twanger in. You then hold your breath. He goes, can't get out. It's true. I've done it. It works. That's resistance. When we hold our breath, when we resist, we literally close ourselves off. So next time, think of the poor mosquito. So are you resisting something today? No. Good for you. I'm going to lean into you. Bless your heart. Okay, or do you feel left out of life for some reason? Where would you like a healing to take place in your life? See, we teach that we can change conditions through the power of our mind and our spirit. That's what we teach here. So why can't we just change what we don't want or don't like? Or that person? And what about those troublesome people and conditions? Can't hold your breath. Byron Katie says, as long as you think that the cause of your problem is out there, I like that one, as long as you think that anyone or anything is responsible for your suffering, the situation is hopeless. Go back to the screen. There is only one power. There is only one life. There is only one God. There's only one life is God's life, and that life is perfect, and that life is my life now. I guarantee if you make this your mantra, when you find yourself hitting a wall of belief or a wall of pain or a condition or a fear of not getting the job or whatever it is, and you balance it out, I guarantee you a shift in consciousness. Because the shift in consciousness takes place within us, not with changing someone else. When we drop our resistance to what is, when we open to possibilities that there might be something greater yet to be revealed for us, that we might be the ones that need to change. We need to change our mind, or maybe we need to change our thinking, or maybe we need to change the way that we see life. Because otherwise we're doing this, and we need to do this. When we resist, we crimp our hose of good. I was telling Mary Ellen when she was in doing prayer before service with me, I said, you know, I used to have a hose down here in the drawer just for that, to show you, but you know what that means. You're out there watering and all of a sudden you pull the hose, no more water. Oops, crimped your hose. Crimped your good. Crimped your God. Crimped your idea that God can be present in this moment in my pain. Crimp our good. We crump the greater possibilities. So we got to stop and say there's only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. And that life is my life now. It's up to each one of us to open to that greater flow so we can water our garden, water the life around us, and keep going to that well of ever-giving grace that God is in our lives. We open to the possibilities. We open to being teachable. There's always more for each one of us to learn. I find this in my life. We can and will allow new ideas and new possibilities to lift us up, allowing Spirit to move in us in a greater way, allowing the fullness of God to flow through us, no crimping whatsoever. Okay, God, do your stuff. This hurts. This is confusing. Show me a greater way. And when we do that, I guarantee you the answer will come. Now, you might have to chant that 50 times, 100. But what do you want? The resistance? The flow to stop? Or greater good? It's up to you, up to me. Allowing us to see clearer helps us change and allow a change to take place. When we resist, there's not going to be any change. There's just going to be more resistance, more anger, more upset. I was going to say something else, but I don't know. Resistance. This helps us to reveal that divine partnership and that divine pattern that already is within each and every one of us. You see, we don't have to go be any cuter. We don't have to go get any different kind of life or a different partner or whatever it is. You already have it. You're full of it. I tell you that every Sunday, don't I? Are you willing to be so full of it that you can say to any difficulty, any pain, any hurt, I am full of it, and my God is greater than you are? Amen. Thank you. We are each a part of God's wholeness, and let's admit we don't know how to run the universe. It's not our job. I used to think it was my job. I used to think that I was in charge of everything. The sun came up this morning, and you didn't have to bring it up. You didn't have to wind up the solar system to keep it moving. It's not your job. Your job is to be the best you can possibly be and to plug in and to know the truth of who you are in a greater way. And so now I'm going to give you a plug for my class. Control of your feelings is all important to a full and happy life. That's one of the books we're going to be reading. It's going to be this Tuesday if you're wanting to join us. Come join us. Because you see, we got to keep the hose flowing. We got to keep this information. The fun part about this job that I have is that I have to keep learning. Because if God being infinite, then there's so much more I have yet to learn. So are you ready? Good. Are you ready to live the best life ever? Good. To live our best life, we must first understand God's love allows us the ability to live fully embraced. That means no doubt. That means no fear. Our ability to live is because God already designed within you everything that you need to be the perfect you that you are. We can dissolve any fear, any hesitation, any anxiety when we realize that we have within each and every one of us that accessibility to spirit. It's there for us. We have to claim it. We have to allow it. We have to set ourselves free today to live our best life. It's up to you. It's up to me. There's only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life, and it is your life right now. Let's take that into prayer. So we just breathe into that holiness, that place of love that is always available. There is only one life. And that life is so perfect. That life is God, infinite spirit, the divine, the beloved, by whatever name. There is only one. And it is awesome. It is all embracing, all loving, all nurturing, all giving. And I claim in this moment that I am one with that. All that God is, I am. And all that God is, I know the same truth for and about each and every one here today and those friends and family that can't be with us today. I know that right where they are, God is. And I claim and accept for each and every one of us a greater truth that is being revealed in and through and as our very being, for it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And so we stay open and available to the fullness and the richness of God to be expressed in and through and as each one of us. So we hold to this light of truth no matter what's taking place in our life. And we let this light of truth shine upon any hurt places, any places of disagreement, any places of resistance. And we allow the fullness of God's love to reveal to us the greater truth that we are each the beloved place where God shows up. That we are nurtured and nourished, and whatever it is that we desire is already taking place in our life because it exists within us. We are full of it. And we allow the fullness of all that we are to flow fully and completely in every corner, every area of our life, in our minds, in our thinking, and in our health. And we give thanks for this knowingness. We give thanks for the miracles and the mystery that is yet to be revealed to each and every one of us. And so I just release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through us, multiplied, magnified, and spilling over. We allow this to be our truth today and every day. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.